to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
Shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. Welcome to the 100th episode of the Weekend Bang, powered by Energy, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the commies, stay for the commies.
Stay for the commies.
Yeah. Wow.
That's right. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing.
Seek us out. Seek us out. Gotta get out
of here. 100 in, and that's what we're doing. Also, brought to you by Mainframe USA, Insane in the Mainframe. That's terrible. love is in the air, everybody. It's a full moon. I wanted to give a special shout out to Noel, the Beltrans, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
The Beltrans today,
That's right.
Jumped the broom,
as we
said in the old Negro days.
Yes, we did.
They made it official, man. So, you know, congrats to you. Hope you guys have a long, happy marriage.
Honest woman out of him.
Actually, that makes sense. So that's where we're going to start there. 100th episode, of course. We had to bring back the man, the myth, the legend, the real David Webb is here.
What's going on, everybody?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
100 in.
I'm excited. This is where I got my start.
This is where you got your start, right? The Weekend Bang?
Because when you guys first went live, I think it was the first episode you guys went live.
Uh-huh.
As I was in the chat, and I was moderating. And I was, like, banning people left and right. And you guys were like, let's get him, like, actually in studio to ban people left and right.
Okay.
And the rest is history.
I
haven't banned people in a while, but...
So that's how it starts,
people. That's how it starts. You ban people and we get you on the show.
Say, you ask for shoes, you get shoes. That's how it starts. Of course, he's here for the 100th episode. Stephen Gutierrez is here.
Hello, what's up, everybody?
Like the pause. Were you waiting for the?
I was like,
for the intro. Like, is he gonna say?
Is it time? It's like double dutch.
Yeah, exactly.
Ready to jump in?
Yeah. So,
which camera?
100 episode. How you feeling?
Proud. Actually, I wanted to buy some
confetti.
Those Martinelli's.
Martinelli's. Dang.
But I don't know if they sell that.
They do.
And doesn't drink alcohol.
Martinelli's isn't alcohol.
Yeah,
I know. Because she was looking like, why would you?
Who was?
The guest.
Speaking of the guests, everybody.
Shit.
It's been like 7 years.
7 years in the making.
Has been around. And of course, it's the 100th. So I had to bring this guest back, everybody. The one. This is a long drum roll, actually.
This is.
Jesus. Nick Cannon did it himself.
The one. The only. Queen of the Lizards, everybody. Larisi's here!
Hi!
What is up?
Oh my god, I miss being here.
Oh my god, how long did it, or how much did it hurt for you to not be able to talk that whole time?
Oh my god, I was laughing and I wanted to talk to Steven. Yeah,
I gave it away.
I was like, I'm just gonna drink my drink and be quiet.
Yeah.
The commies.
You know why? It felt like she's never been gone. So it was just like a simple reaction.
Like her ghost was here the whole time.
Like, yes.
It was always there.
That's why I was like, who said it, Steven?
And I looked at David Webb with like shame. Like,
oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Shame.
Shame.
And of course, people here week in, week out, the chat room. Say hello, chat.
Hello chat.
Calm down. Calm down. They are already getting popping off. Drew and the TARDIS is spamming, literally, in the chat room, Larissa's name.
Yeah, and then it's, fuck Corey.
And Sir Butcher says, wait, how is she? ? That's not even a proper question, I guess.
How is she?
How is she?
Well, how are you?
Larissa, how are you? Yes.
I'm...
The people want to know.
I'm actually doing really well. Been busy living at work and stuff, so, you know, nobody wants that, so...
You're doing really well, and then you say, I was living at work.
I'm living at work. I mean, doing really well money-wise, I guess.
Okay, there you go.
So I'm living there. That's the cost of it. Other than that, all of my free time, playing video games, trying to go be social and have a life outside of my computer.
Oh. Yeah,
I don't like that server.
Yeah, I mean,
the server's hard.
It's all right out there. I'd have to say, if I have a choice to stay home, I'd rather stay home.
Yeah.
I think that's everybody.
And then Noelle's wedding today. Super excited.
Did Noelle's wedding today at a lovely
Rose Garden. What was that?
Sorry. I turned everything down,
it's
and then
as if you never left.
Right, thanks.
Where's that shame?
Right back up.
Where's the shame sound?
You don't have all don't the have, have all the videos up for me.
Yep, I have crap on this thing here, but you know the regular Jeopardy stuff, which I probably was gonna do, but I don't know. I feel like
not
that's
today.
Yeah, we've got other things going on right now.
Larissa, see, it's 100th show, man.
Yeah, it's 100th show right now. We started all the way back in '95.
Yep,
and
sounds about right.
We've kept rolling since then. I remember the first Weekend Bang. Actually, no, I don't, because the numbers are all screwed up, so I couldn't even go back to the first episode to see.
To the original?
Yeah, I mean, and we've changed names, we've changed cast members, like...
Underwear?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And so I couldn't pull up... I mean, sometimes you want to just roll out of bed.
That's
and
But it's
disgusting.
Inside evolving,
out. If you just, yeah, if you just flip them inside out.
That doesn't get rid of the smell of your swamp ass.
That's what Marines do.
Yeah.
We're basically Marines.
Yeah, okay.
Whoa. Just
we're that much closer to Marines. Just saying.
There's a line.
Just saying.
Drew in the TARDIS in the chat room. Stop. Drew in the TARDIS says once a week.
America's going to kill you.
One time a week.
One time a week.
That's all you need.
That's pushing it.
I mean, all you got to do is literally dip them in some cool water. And then
water.
That?
Boom.
Is that what you did?
Let it hang outside the window. Nobody else? All right, whatever.
So you guys are backwards.
You guys are losers.
That's not. That's so nasty.
That is disgusting.
Yeah.
So, Larissa, there's been a lot of change on the show, of course. We've gone through some evolutions. Some things have stayed the same, of course. One segment that we do.
Oh, okay.
And
what segment is it?
Well, you know, I can't say the action button.
I know. It took me a minute.
Because if I say the action button, then you know what happens. And you may be out of practice. I don't know if...
I think she's... Do you know what he's talking about?
I'm reading chat. What?
Oh, you're reading. Oh,
yeah, somebody wrote.
I was going to say hi to people individually, but you guys were talking. I didn't want to interrupt, but.
Somebody wrote like a graphic novel.
It's the Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote a graphic novel.
It's.
Yeah.
It's the. Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Oh, I see what he, I see what he did. Okay. Yeah.
When you shower, leave your underwear on so you don't have to.
Yeah. It's about. Okay. You guys. So, WoFo Wrestler 182 in chat says, you guys might be able to tell me what to do, but I'm not sure. It's about relocating, and I'm stuck on what to do. So I was born and raised in Philadelphia and had a normal childhood. You know, spent most of my days on the playground. I was shooting some basketball one day.
I get where we're going this. I get
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah,
get it.
Okay. We get it, dude.
We get it.
It's very clever.
Will Smith.
Very clever.
Yeah. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Will.
Thank you.
So your father didn't take you with him.
Wow.
Damn.
What did that not happen on the show?
There was a line.
He also looked up and there was no roof.
There was no roof.
We forget about that episode?
No, I didn't.
No.
Yeah, what Google
I watched a good show.
He goes, if we're so rich, how come we ain't got no damn roof? He looks up and it's just the lights and stuff from the studio.
I see what they did there.
Not funny, Will.
That was after Independence Day. He won an award.
Yeah, he was on fire.
He was on fire. He thought he could do what he
Thanks,
wanted.
Thanks, Mofrud. We didn't get it. They broke the fourth wall.
Yeah.
Well, that's Mofrud.
God, it is cold in here.
Obvious.
Not like it usually is.
Well,
it's usually like hot and sweaty
if you hit the left one.
That's on purpose.
Left.
Just kidding.
Jeez, you haven't been gone that long.
That would have been hilarious. I almost said hit the right one. What?
Would that have shut down the studio?
No, it wouldn't have. That's not the master.
It's just the. It's not.
I was going to say, who plugs it into something that powerful? He shuts everything
down. It's right behind my chair.
There's a red button over there with the cage. You flip over the cage, you turn the key clockwise twice, and then you hit the red button.
And that turns on the air conditioning.
And that turns on the AC.
So I got a confession.
Confession time.
All right, Asher, go ahead.
There was little to no news in the news today.
You know what? The Weekend Bang is not about news.
That's right.
We're about good times.
You're 100% correct.
Not about news. Since when did this change?
Yeah.
That's the time when we only started talking about video games and nothing else.
Yeah, pretty much.
True. Okay.
I mean, we literally at the 200th after show, about, I don't know, maybe the fifth hour in.
That was 200th show?
We started talking about cryptozoology for a little while.
Did we?
Like, it got weird.
I don't remember that.
Oh, were you in here?
No, that was... Yeah. Wait. That was for Corey's birthday thing.
Oh, Corey's birthday.
Oh,
no, yeah.
Birthday.
That's right. Yeah.
I was there for that. And I was tired.
It
making
got
no sense.
Strange.
Yeah, I told my theory on Bigfoot.
Yeah, Mo Fruit says it got hella weird.
I did, actually. I signed super big on the wall. I don't know if you guys can see it.
Yep, she signed on the wall there.
Right there. See that big space?
Yeah, I'm right next to it. Says Larissa farts.
That's horrible.
Duh.
Yeah. Everyone farts, Aaron. Get your head out of your ass.
Well, let's...
So you can fart.
So you can fart.
Fart.
Let's get right into it, then. Let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web! Damn, that felt good.
God.
Right?
That was amazing.
Was it better than this one?
Banging around the web!
That's right, I clipped you out.
That was
how much... That's how much I needed you back in the studio. I had to clip you out.
Damn.
Just to have it.
Banging around the web.
Yep.
When did you do that?
That was a good one.
I did that maybe
two or three years ago. Cut off like 2 seconds. Can you guys stop breathing? Damn.
It wasn't even done spinning. No. When you turned it off.
It's already hot. Yeah. It is already hot.
Oh, man.
Never doing that again.
Because I'm in here.
So one of the things.
It's so moist in here. That break of concentration there?
Yeah. some Pokemon Go region exclusive Pokemon are appearing in Europe all
yes.
of a sudden. Did you guys hear about this one? So if you want your Kangaskhans and...
you better buy an expensive plane ticket, get your ass over there, and go catch some shit.
Then you can get a boat. How much are cruises over to...
A boat?
To I'm not gonna take no boat over there.
For a Kangaskhan?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess cruises are cheaper, so I guess that makes sense. But
one word.
Titanic.
Wait. Boom.
Thank you.
Wait a minute.
It's boats, not 1873. That's not like shipping container freight.
Yeah, you could take
a cruise over there.
There's cruises that go from...
Yeah.
I thought it was just like going to
shipping
Mexico.
Container.
I thought you had to actually go over there first.
I'm sure they have cruises that go over there.
I'm sure they do. Like, yeah, they gotta have cruises that go over there.
I feel like that's a pretty far distance.
But it's a fun cruise. You're on a big thing. And you can probably...
Yeah.
You think how many Pokemon you can catch while you're on the cruise?
None.
Because it's the middle of the ocean.
What are you talking about?
There's no cell service.
That's all water type. What are you guys talking about?
There's Wi-Fi on the ships.
So then, boom.
That's true.
If there's Wi-Fi on the ships, there's Pokemon on the ocean.
But I doubt Niantic was like, let's put Pokemon. Let's waste our time putting Pokemon out in the middle.
I bet you they put hella rare Pokemon out.
That would be something.
You go catch some Lapras or something out there.
Welcome to Legendary Island.
Drew the TARDIS says no Pokestops, but you don't know that.
Yeah, what if there's Pokestops on the cruise?
Line? Exactly.
Yeah. What if one cemeteries Pokestop, or churches?
What if the whole cruise line is just one giant Pokestop?
Yeah, you just take it with you.
There's just nothing but Mewtwo's out there.
Oh, Mewtwo!
My God.
Yeah, think about it.
And now the code has been cracked, everybody.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Jinx.
Exactly.
Double jinx.
Yep.
Triple jinx.
Cryptic Soul asks,
son, where'd you find this?
Cryptic Soul in chat says, if you guys are going to yell, at least do the Italian hands.
Yeah. That's how you do it. I do that in soccer so much.
Stick them way up there, Morty.
Stick them way up there.
Way up there.
That's terrible. Yeah, so, I mean, if you want to... I mean, it seems like that's the only one that's kind of creeped its way out. I would love to actually see migrating Pokemon. How about we do that? Just they actually migrate and now...
That's almost like the seasonal things that they have going on right now.
You got to just buy a new game, and then that's how you get to another island.
So that's BS.
No.
Except in silver. Then you can go...
You want to migrate? No. Oh, like, wait, what do you mean migrate Pokemon?
So, like, if they Kanto start in one place. Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Like seasonal migration.
Oh, yeah, so, like, exactly. During the summer, we get different Pokemon than we do in the winter.
Exactly.
That'd be dope.
In the winter,
well,
no
during
pitches.
Spring, they did the grass Pokemon thing.
That's true.
They did, and then they did the rock Pokemon and then the water Pokemon
the
event.
Water
so,
but did we get any rare stuff, though?
Like,
that's
well,
what I'm looking for.
My group of friends all caught a Lapras, and I didn't.
Bastards. You know what they need to focus on, though, is they need to get their events down before they start
and make a calendar.
Yeah.
Make a calendar.
YouTube played... oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to say, did you guys see the big event that happened? Their first, like huge, like, crowd event, and they had everybody show up. I want to say it was Chicago.
Nobody had internet?
Nobody could connect. The game wouldn't load.
It's
because
Chicago, they don't pay their bills.
It kept dying. Like, it was bad. People were pissed because people flew there. They spent hundreds of dollars on plane tickets.
That's the problem
to
I
get
had.
There.
Why are you flying just for the Pokemon?
Because it's dedication.
That's a little too
they
much.
They want to be the very
some
best.
People have really created, like, a hobby out of it.
Yeah.
Like, doing it together. And
they're Poke trainers.
Yeah.
Well, literally, after the wedding today.
Collector kid had to go find one.
Some people were Pokemon training while we were looking for food. They decided to.
We were trying to down a raid boss.
And did you guys down said raid boss?
No, because some people jumped in late and didn't even get in our battle.
Yeah, there was like three of us fighting a Charizard.
What was the boss?
Charizard. It was a Charizard.
The whole boss? You guys were doing all that for a Charizard?
It was a Charizard.
A seven man for a Charizard.
That's horrible.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
That's
twice.
Charizard, boom, boom.
Jon Snow.
Jon Snow. Is that your battle cry?
Yeah.
Jon Snow!
Yeah. You're like, cacao!
That's how I get down. Extremely horrible. Have you been keeping up on Game of Thrones, Larissa?
Yes.
So you're all... Everybody's caught up, right?
We're all caught up.
Guys, I'm caught up.
You're finally caught up.
I'm with everybody now.
It's about damn time.
Caught up.
All right. So then ready for spoiler alerts.
Let's do it. It's been long enough. No, new episodes tomorrow.
Actually, no. The news part is one of the episodes actually leaked online.
Yes, because those hackers.
What, see, there you go.
Yeah. See?
Ruining us having to wait an entire week for another episode. Who the fuck
knows that? Bastards.
Exactly. But who's watched it in here?
Not me.
All right. Good men. You're not supposed to watch stuff like that. Leave that to me.
I would get yelled at.
You watched it already?
You guys take the high road, so there's more room for me on the low road to watch it before anybody else is to see it.
You're a hipster. Heck, you just wanted to watch it first.
And then you guys, okay, so here's the thing, too, as well. I posted in the chat room that we all frequent a clip of the Marvel Infinity War that somebody bravely... Yes. Snuck a phone into D23 and filmed sideways.
Yeah.
For the masses.
Wait, you did?
Yeah. I showed that. And the response I got inside the chat room was, oh no, I'm going to wait until the real one comes out. I don't want to watch that.
No, I watched it.
Yeah.
And it actually, like afterwards, I was like, shouldn't have did that.
It's amazeballs. So, Webb, you haven't seen this, I'm guessing?
No, where is
Larissa,
it?
Larissa, you haven't seen this.
It's probably shut down by now.
Yeah, it's probably shut down by now. Yeah. Disney and Marvel have probably... killed the two people
I guess.
Dom Toretto just drove by.
It's about family.
Paul Walker.
So they show him. I don't know if we've ever.
Too soon.
There's a tree up front.
3 years later.
Wow. There's a tree up front. Gee, that's too soon. Good lord.
Damn, I just got it.
You know what?
I thought you meant like a memorial tree.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
There's that. There's that right there for you.
I got a Linkin Park one in the chamber. That's too soon. First of all, if I'd have said it's hanging around, then
damn,
too soon. Okay, so shit.
Yeah. So Webb, if you haven't seen this trailer, and we haven't spoke about this trailer on the show before, I don't think we have. It starts off with the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
And they're flying through space, like you know. Like they do.
And then a meteor strikes.
And then
old ladies.
That's terrible.
With guns.
Aliens.
And then the two brothers.
And the two brothers.
And then Will Smith walks out.
Of the galaxy with two brothers.
Puts on Ray-Bans.
And then Thor hits the windshield, actually.
Yeah, hits
the windshield.
You know, I think we did talk about this in the after show, because that sounds familiar.
And they bring him in. They wake him up. Mantis wakes him up. And does he do the he's coming, the cliche? Thing.
He's coming.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But then they go through a whole bunch of montages of things, and I guess notable things are Spider-Man's new outfit.
Is it new?
I've never seen
Homecoming.
It's
the same suit from Civil War, isn't it?
No, he has a new suit. It's a different Homecoming.
So at the end of Homecoming, I guess he gets a new suit.
He gets a new suit.
All right. So
is it new?
Yeah. In Homecoming, you saw Homecoming, right?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I've seen Homecoming. Yeah, I thought it was the same suit. I couldn't tell.
I think it's a new one. And then
they showed it for like 5 minutes.
Right.
In Civil War. Why would they give him a new suit?
I thought about it. I don't like the new suit.
Why? Is it not red enough for you?
Well, there's going to be spoilers if I say something.
Okay, so then.
Has it been long enough?
Yeah, no, that hasn't been long.
It's
okay.
Not even that big of a thing, though.
No. Just certain features of the suit I don't like.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like it shows his junk?
Yeah. Way too much.
You don't like his bulge?
Dude's 14.
It's crazy.
You don't like his bulge?
No.
Not a spider bulge, man?
Spider bulge.
That's terrible.
There's the line.
That's what the movie's all about.
It. Let's remember he's still a teenager.
Let's keep going.
All right, people.
Let's keep going. Stick and move.
They show him. They show his spider senses going off because he gets like a hairy arm or whatever.
A hairy arm.
Well, yeah, that's literally what they show. Like he's on the school bus or whatever, and his arm hairs stick up, and they're like, spider senses are tingling. Yeah. Then you hear what's his name? Thanatos.
Mm.
I'll do it myself.
Thanks for the...
Who'd that be?
I don't know what that happens.
I don't know. Is that...
Is that like an alert?
Some sort of alert.
I think somebody's hosting.
Yes. Yeah, good old Ninja 2099 is hosting us.
Thank you, good old Ninja.
Hello.
Thanos is talking about you're not supposed to have fun in this type of things, but this is going to be enjoyable. And then he breaks through reality.
Yeah.
With the Infinity Gauntlet on. Like, and he just I'm here. And yeah, he does
Doomfist.
Does fist couple people.
He fists them out of reality.
Tony Stark is
out of existence.
Is like one of the first victims.
Tony Stank.
Yes. And then there's a scene on there with Spider-Man on his back. I'm sorry, Tony. I'm sorry. And
it's, Tony Stark's like half like.
They got like a
body's there.
A quick flash of the Black Panther and his army getting ready to do work. And yeah, man, I don't know. It's
getting penetrate.
I hope they release it soon. I really want to see this.
They got rugged Captain America with his man beard.
Okay, that is the one thing I have seen.
From my time.
I saw a meme of Captain America, like first Avenger, and he's all clean shaven and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And now he looks like a homeless man.
Yeah, and then now he looks like a homeless man.
He's on the run.
He's on the run.
It's like when he the meme.
Well, how's
like,
his hair up here though?
Well, he wears the brown hat and the leather jacket.
Like man hasn't shaved. In quite some time. He's full gross. Bushing it.
Gross.
It's Captain
full
Bush
Corey.
Right there.
He's going full Corey.
Let's not get it.
Hi.
This is actually neat.
Mr. Mad Hat.
Mr. Mad Hat says he's Miss Larissa. I don't even know who Mr. Mad Hat is. He's a regular?
You know what?
He was when I was here.
He was.
Damn,
son. Damn. Came all the way back. He's like...
So Larissa's not here?
Some of these spiders' senses was tingling. Sheesh.
Larissa's senses are tingling.
So, yeah, I'm excited for that one. You know, I can't wait till that comes out, the actual full trailer. I'm a little upset with Disney for not already... Yeah.
It's going to be a Thor Ragnarok trailer, man.
It feels like... You know what it feels like?
You're being denied.
Whenever Halo 3... was its demo was put with Crackdown to sell the game. You can play the newest Halo, but you got to buy Crackdown. That's what it feels like for Thor for me. Oh, you can go watch the trailer.
Hulk,
you got to go watch
that.
Thor.
That's like, you've seen Hulk, you want
to
watch.
You can get Modern Warfare Remake, but you have to get this shit.
Boom.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
You know what does disappoint me about that, though?
What is that?
Is that it's Thor that is doing the heralding of Thanos.
Galactus? Oh.
Yeah. And not Captain Marvel.
That was gonna be her introduction into the MCU.
Yeah, because that would explain why she hasn't been there for everything. She's been off world, so this is her introduction.
She's in a space coma. Jeez,
yeah, she could be in a chrysalis.
With space Snow White.
She'd be like Walt Disney.
Anything.
Yeah,
just cryogenic sleep.
Space Walt Disney.
Yeah,
space Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Well, we all know the actual comic books, it's the Silver Surfer crashing into Doctor Strange's place that starts off the whole Infinity Gauntlet.
That's another thing, is at the end of Doctor Strange, the after credit scene, when Thor gets there.
Okay.
And have you guys seen this?
Yes.
He refills the beer.
He refills the beer and he's like, yeah, I'm looking for my father. Is that Thor Ragnarok or is that something different? Because in Thor, we haven't seen anything in Thor Ragnarok to give any indication that that's part of...
Well, I mean, look at the haircuts though. In that after scene, he had a long ponytail. And in Thor Ragnarok, he's got the...
True.
The
he has shaved. His long hair, and then he gets shaved.
Yeah, then he gets shaved, though.
True.
Yeah.
So maybe in the beginning of Thor, maybe... I don't know. All right.
It's
speculation.
Because isn't Loki supposed to be posing as Odin right now? Didn't he take his place?
In the end of Thor the Dark World, or the Dark Matter, or No One Matters?
No One Matters. Yeah, Thor the Dark... That's
yeah, Thor
one.
The Dark World.
That's one of those parody
definitely
movies.
Definitely not... Yeah.
I could swear he took his place.
He could have. I
didn't watch it.
Yeah, it was Dark World because his mom. That's when his mom gets the old.
Well, to switch over to the other side of the big comic book war, DC just announced that Wonder Woman 2 is greenlit.
No, you know what? I want a good Marvel video game. I'm tired of all these Spider-Man video games. They need another good like Marvel.
You know what though?
Video
Spider-Man's
game. I mean, that's yes, they're one. Good. Yes, but there's
but,
so freaking
okay,
many
so
of them.
What was the last? What was the last video game from Marvel that was good outside of Spider-Man?
Marvel versus Capcom.
I was Capcom.
Yeah, you can't throw that on there.
Ultimate Alliance one.
That's part one to me.
I mean, okay, so single hero, all about them, kind of.
Oh, you want a single hero?
Yeah.
You want a Batman Arkham Asylum game?
Yes. Well,
okay, that's Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But we have so many of those already.
Well, hey, I mean.
All right. Hero.
Pick
a different hero. Pick a hero that's like off the freaking wall and make it.
Who would you want to see? If you could pick the character.
Nick Fury.
Actually, that'd be dope.
No, because that's just a...
No,
that would be like a spy game.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be too spy.
Splinter Cell.
Yeah, that's what I would think. So that's why I wouldn't. I mean...
Oh, look. Okay, so Drew in the TARDIS says a legit Flash game.
Nah, you got that.
It's not Marvel, but okay.
I mean, stuff like that. I would... We just have... We have Batman and we have Spider-Man.
Bezzy Boys back?
We would just go
back in time.
I can't believe Bezzer even came back into the chat room for your return here, Larissa.
Is that Bez?
That is.
XX Bez?
He says, the return of Queen VGB. Look at Bez.
Hi.
Promoted.
He says, I feel like I'm seeing a dead person with her on stream.
Holy crap. Squiggles RPG. Can we finally get a Superman 64 remake? Ban him.
Oh.
Ban that motherfucker.
No. Squiggles is good, people.
Yeah.
But... He's just a little off. He's drunk.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'll give it to him. He's drunk.
I saw a thing online.
Drunk on that DM power.
Where it was on, I think it was on Kotaku where they did this FROR and they were like, play Nintendo or Superman 64 or watch Superman Returns.
What do you do? Superman Returns.
Watch
Superman Returns. It'd be over in like an hour and 30 minutes.
Oh. Well, I mean, if you played.
I watched Superman Returns with a screen share on.
Yeah, exactly.
I watched screen share Aaron, and he was just commenting the whole time because I didn't have any sound. So he was just describing the movie to me and making comments like, let me tell you, that made the movie amazing.
You know what? I wouldn't want to do that. I say that we do a stream where we watch a movie.
The Room.
Okay.
And it's just Aaron narrating it for the stream.
So nothing's happening.
It's happening. Some guy named Mark came in and they said hi to him.
Good old Ninja says, God save the Queen, Larissa. Jeez.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I'm on the show, guys.
Dicks. Hi.
How about you keep it in your pants, you pervs?
Jeez. But the guy who does The Room, you know he has another movie, right?
Yeah.
Like he has a horror movie.
Yeah,
that he made.
The Room too.
What's it?
No,
it's like the basement.
The house that dripped blood.
Yeah, the house that dripped blood. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We did talk about that.
You gotta go see it.
I have not seen it.
If you
I
love
have
the
not.
Room,
no.
You'll love the house that dripped blood.
I did hit her.
It's horrible. But it's one of those. I mean, it's kind of those things where it's like it's so bad that it's good.
Me, Steven,
and Jerry used to watch bad movies all the time when Netflix had the share option.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it was so great.
So great.
And we would literally look for the worst.
It was like
Netflix.
Mystery Science Theater.
Yes.
Yep.
That's how it felt.
I don't think I've ever laughed so hard, like tears out of my eyes. When we watched Troll.
Where else would tears be coming from?
You guys saw that? I didn't see that.
We watched Troll.
Was it Troll Hunter?
Yeah, yeah. Something. It was a Troll Hunter or just Troll?
Because Trolls is that damn Justin Timberlake movie.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Somebody just subbed?
Is that what that was?
That's what that was.
Hey, thanks for the sub. Punch the Bird.
Punch the Bird just subbed.
Thanks for the sub.
Thanks, Punch.
Punching cards is bad. Don't do that.
We watched Troll Hunter, and it's like a Swedish independent film.
That was Norwegian.
Yeah.
It's something. But I tell you the truth, when I suggested it for us, it was a suggestion for an actual, like, because we were still in film class.
Yeah.
And I was like, we should watch this because it's been
critically acclaimed.
Yeah, because it's getting
Rubber.
Reviews.
Yeah, I watched that movie. It was actually enjoyed.
The tire one that kills people.
I don't think we ever made it to that one.
No, we didn't.
But it was always on our list. No, it was always on the.
No, it's worth it to watch it.
We watched crap movies, so it was on the top. Like, hey,
I love watching terrible B movies.
It's so good.
There is one that I watched. I don't remember the name of it, but I remember in one scene the boom mic drops in the frame and then comes back up.
Seen a couple of those.
Yeah, we've seen a couple of those.
You couldn't edit that out. You couldn't reshoot. Like you just left it. Like they won't know.
No, you got to keep those.
Put a fake like lamp.
All of a sudden, the CGI lamp appears and it disappears.
Squiggles Teeth. Have you ever seen the movie Teeth? That's a horrible movie.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Mm-hmm. But speaking of good movies, I almost forgot. you just watched a good movie, didn't you, Mr. Webb?
I did.
And you've been on this, like, this kick. Did I? You still have my DVDs?
I do stuff your DVDs, right. Yeah.
Just wondering.
I have to watch, let's see, you gave me...
you watch Coming to America.
Watch Coming to America.
I will go ahead and applaud you on that one.
I have to watch, what was that?
I have no idea what that was.
Bonesaw is ready.
Was that Optimus Prime? Like, Decepticons are coming to... There it is.
There we go.
Decepticons,
so you saw Coming to America, which I literally, swear, hand to God, I just watched a couple of clips before I came over here because it gets me in the mood.
There was another one you had me
the
watch.
The mood for what?
For
Coming to America.
Yeah.
There was another one that you had me watch too.
House Party 1. Have you seen that?
Yes, already? Yes.
Did you watch it?
I did watch that.
Okay.
That was good.
What's review that about? On that one. House Party 1? It's about two rapscallions who decide to throw a party when their parents are gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
just like the title says.
Try to but they try to score with two lovely ladies the same night. And it's kind of how can they
with a kid and play.
Yeah, with kid and play. And hilarity ensues. And then they're being chased by bullies throughout the whole movie and it's
yes.
It's a good movie. Like
Harlem
that.
Nights is, Harlem the, is Nights. The one I still need to watch.
Okay.
That you gave me.
So Harlem Nights is a it's a black star-studded film. And that might be more akin to the Coming to America. But yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
What movie did you actually see? You went
Friday.
Now why did you pick Friday on your own?
So I've been wanting to watch it because it is one of those movies that a lot of people my age have seen, and I always do the Bye Felicia joke, and I know it's from Friday.
And you've never,
but I've never seen.
Wow.
It.
Oh my God, you!
Bye
Felicia.
So
you know what? And people do it at my work. A lot of white people do it at my work, and I don't
and
know
they
if
don't.
They've seen it.
I do it. I would do it ironically because I knew I never saw it, and I knew I never got the joke behind it. But I would just do it ironically because that's just something that people say.
But you never watched the movie.
But I never watched it. Hilarious. And then a friend of mine at work was saying how she made... Oh, I said it to her one time, and she continued it. And I was like, oh, I've never seen the movie. So she, much like you, gave me homework that I needed to watch it.
Exactly.
So I did. That movie was good. It was hella funny. I didn't realize that Chris Tucker was in it.
Wow.
And you know this, man.
Yeah. It was good.
It
was good.
Yeah. It's
privileged white people.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
So, I mean...
Never saw that movie.
I'm trying to give
New Jack City. That's a little hardcore.
Yeah. He's not ready for New Jack City yet. Yeah.
What is it?
New Jack City.
You're not there.
I have to work my way up.
Once you get your way up, a couple of more movies in the chat room right now. Yeah. Please give him some more. Let's say urban movies to watch.
Okay, and we'll
get you there.
So
don't be a menace.
Don't be a menace. Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get you, sucker. Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? Have you ever seen I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker?
Mm-mm.
Okay, Larissa, there is a scene in there where this black guy, and he's like all black power, daishiki, Africa everywhere.
Okay.
And he has this white family. Like his wife is white and his two kids are white.
Damn. Fighting the man.
The son reminds me of your son. I swear. I'm like, that is the kid. He reads a poem and about how the white man keeps him down, and he's a little white boy, blonde haired, and it's the most hilarious thing ever. So yes, you need to watch not Booty Call, Jew in the Darkness. He's not ready for Booty
he's
Call.
He's not ready for Juicy either.
Juicy's not ready. That's too deep for him.
Too
Black Dynamite. You saw Black Dynamite already, right?
No.
Oh my God, I don't even. I'm sorry, everybody.
I think we have like a 24-hour stream. Web gets cultured.
Yeah, I'm so down for that.
I'm ready. I really am down
just
for this.
Watches these movies.
But see, here's the thing, Webb. When you watch black movies, especially with black people, we talk through it.
Yeah, that's fine.
So
that's true.
So it'll be Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah,
we'll
I like
that.
It.
So
that's
then
good.
We'll do that. We got to stream that one time.
The camera has to be
above
behind
the
us.
Rim. That's pretty good.
While we
above the rim is good.
I don't know if we can though. I don't know if we can actually stream the movie.
But
we can stream us watching it.
Have you ever seen the movie The Air Up There?
No.
It's not a black movie.
Mm-mm.
Well, I mean, they're in Africa. It's with Kevin Bacon.
That's the basketball one.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
The Jimmy
Dolan
shaking
good.
Bacon.
Yeah, that movie's good.
Yeah. That's a good. That's just a good movie. Everything's pretty good. Blank Man definitely is another one you should
watch.
The Last Dragon, yes.
That is my shit.
All right, I need somebody to make a list.
Once you've watched all these movies, then I will give you my four-season collection of Martin DVDs, and you can watch all of those as well.
Damn, Gina.
Because then actually you'll get a lot of jokes in the actual series.
It was, but yeah, no. So I was going to ask. Somebody in chat brought it up. Friday After Next. Should I watch that or should I skip Friday After Next?
You should watch Friday and watch Next Friday.
Yeah, okay. Watch Next Friday. Friday After Next isn't as good as the previous two, but it's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And then you wait for Last Friday because that'll be released. Because
that's never coming. That's like
they're working.
That's
they're
like
working. It's in the works.
What's Dr. Dre's album that hasn't come out? The because there's the Chronic, but then he's gonna make.
Oh God!
Somebody in chat's gonna say it. It's like Rehab or I don't know, but it's just like this mysterious album that
I cannot think of it right now.
Hasn't made yet, but everybody's waiting on it. That's what it is. But yeah, so just watch the first two Fridays. You'll be good with that one.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, you don't have to watch the third.
Detox. Thank you. Punch Detox. The bird.
Yep.
Yes. So Detox is his. I knew somebody was gonna know it in chat. Good Lord. Detox.
Your End Is Near says Lean On Me.
it's good.
Higher Learning.
It's Morgan Freeman. Higher Learning is more of the soundtrack. Because it's just Gangster's Paradise.
Never mind.
You know one black movie that you should or non black movie that you should watch?
What?
Only the Strong.
Only the Strong.
That's a good one.
Have you not seen that either?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God!
Never even heard of it.
Run away, sir.
That's Capoeira. At its finest.
Yeah, it's good.
Never
even
heard of it.
Enjoy it.
So, me and Jack, make me a list of things that I need to watch.
And we will give it to you. We got a stream. Yeah.
We'll do the stream.
We got a
stream. You're coming back now?
I like it.
Thank
I'm sorry,
you.
But that is no Larissa.
Can I talk to the sexy man on the top left? Who's sexy man on the top left? Oh, apparently I am.
Mm-hmm. No, he's like, who's the top left?
He spelt bottom wrong.
Oh, did
bottom
he?
Left. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
So if you think the top left is sexy,
let's see how much. Should we get? We got a lot of time here. So, or not a lot of time actually. We got like 15 minutes. But I do want to get this in. Larissa, you're new here, of course. You've never been on the show before.
Yeah, never.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Long time, yeah. We play a small game here once in a while during special occasions called Red Flags.
Mm-hmm.
And Red Flags is a fun game. But we're going to find a way to make it a little bit funner, everybody. Because we, for the 100th episode, grammar's out the damn door.
I don't know if you heard me.
No, I know what I said incorrectly.
I know because I said it.
Yeah.
I was ashamed. The minute I said that, I was like, oh, that was dumb.
We have the expansion pack called Dark Red Flags.
Yeah.
Dark Red Flags.
It's like the dark web.
It is like the dark web. You don't want to go there, but you do.
Do you?
Yeah. It's like you want to see that guy get beheaded.
Says this expansion to Red Flags that adds 75 horribly offensive cards, more horrible than Steven's dead people jokes.
Heyo!
How dare you?
There's a lot of really dark and weird stuff in here, and you're not going to want to date any of it.
So if you have any children watching, you might want to turn
the
stream off.
He's going to be like, he's a millionaire. Mansion owner.
You know
he's
what?
Black.
The Larissa emote from what I hear is the Illuminati triangle. Because,
where is it? Yeah.
Because I disappeared for a long time. So I guess. What was the whole story behind that?
There was no story.
It was just
Illuminati because I disappeared. And
I think special cases. And
I'm surprised special cases isn't here. I posted in our Discord.
Oh, no. That's just.
No, it's just Lunchbox.
That's
just Steven.
And then, yeah, Fake Charlie as well.
Oh, yeah.
What is his name now?
That's Drew in the TARDIS.
Is it Doing in the TARDIS?
Wait, I think.
Yeah, I think Doing in the TARDIS is, yeah. There we go. Let's do this. I need the box, though, from Larissa.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Should I play some opening music to it or something?
Let's play some opening music to
it.
All
right, here we go.
Some human music.
By copyright law, that's all I have.
You know what's funny? So, I have a whiteboard in my back room, and there's a picture of an anime chick, and it says, "Hello, darkness, my old friend." And it's been on there. That picture has been on there for more than a couple years.
Yeah.
And every time I go back there, I think of you.
Aww.
Memory.
So sweet. Actually, I was watching a movie and that song came on and I was laughing. It was pretty funny.
I watched a comedy, I think it was just a video skit or a commercial or something where Shame. Like, the guy's buying groceries or something, and it's not, like, biodegradable water bottles or what the fuck ever it is. And she just follows him around, ringing the bell.
That's good.
Was it the actual actress?
I don't know.
Because if she got a deal, like a commercial deal, that's dope for her.
She's just the Shame nun.
Well, I mean, it's going from being, like, brutally assaulted by the...
Mountain.
By the mountain to,
By the zombie mountain.
Selling
that's
Arby's.
Terrible. Zombie jizz.
That's horrible. That's really horrible. I can't wait for tomorrow's episode, though.
Ah, yes. A Destiny pre-order tracker, too. Yeah. We also use the whiteboard for that, but nobody cares. So.
Don't pre-order Destiny, everybody.
Yeah, it's going to be trash.
I can't wait for the reviews. I really can't wait for the reviews for that to come out.
No, I was not selling a Gatorade at Comic-Con.
So, that was a story.
Yeah.
Corey stole... Yeah. Fizzy lifting drink from an old Mexican lady in San Diego.
So he's robbing people now.
Well, I mean, it's a dark path. It's a dark path once you go down that line.
I guess.
Yeah, it's no coming back from that. It's terrible. So that's why you probably see the Gatorade bottles in the chat room. Actually, they say thirst on them, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I'm but we all know what it
so
is.
So it's a two...
it's a double entendre.
It's a double entendre.
Yeah, it's a double entendre. That's what it is.
So you gotta spam Corey's face next to water bottles.
Yeah.
He has a face on here?
Yeah. And everybody can deface.
He looks like PewDiePie.
That's horribly like correct. No, I see it. I had it right in front of me.
No, it's PewDiePie.
Yeah.
No, that's Joey.
No, that's not Joey. That's Corey's face.
No.
In the chat room right now, that is Corey's face.
Corey looks Mexican there. For some
How
reason.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
Wow. He said for as a representative of all the Mexican people.
That is Corey.
People, you insult me.
Wait, no, it's a...
Yeah, it yeah, is. No, it's same with his tongue out. If you become a sub for, what is it, five?
Yeah, $5.
$5. We have
$5 with Amazon Prime.
We have the emotes on there of all our faces in one form of another. What is yours, Web? It's just the web face?
Yeah, web face.
So we got the web face. We got the Eddie Murphy or whatever. Corey's has like tongue sticking out, and what's the new ones on there?
Well, Corey changed his face to that.
At the five,
yes,
it's just a thirst. So I'll post all the five ones right now.
You get Eddie
Corey,
Murphy.
You get the thirst, you get Steven, hello. You get me, and you get Aaron. For $10 a month, you get Ivy,
Mrs. Doom Kitty,
Ivy Derp.
And yeah, there you go, everybody. That's what you'll get there. So I'm trying to straighten up these cards because last time we played, we did not. That would be kind of dope. Yeah.
Think about it.
Lizard with a tiara.
I like that one. That's a good one.
I'll do funny faces for my emotes.
Funny faces. I wish they would do something to where you can actually they animated them or something inside.
I feel like there is an animated emote option.
Hopefully.
I don't know. So, while you're sorting that...
Go ahead.
We played Red Flag on Corey's birthday.
Okay.
And one of the things that... One of the red flags was, but she's basic. Or, but they're basic. We had a conversation about... We feel like that's more of a turnoff for females than for guys.
What do you mean?
Like, if okay, so say
if
we're playing the game.
She's a basic bitch?
Yeah, and somebody says, she's basic. I'm going to go, I can deal with something.
I mean, I never understood that. That just, like, I don't want her to have six toes on one foot. And
right.
Like,
no,
I don't see being a basic bitch as a negative.
I don't see it either.
I don't, because I'm totally, like, I guess basic bitch.
First you have to define what that is. What is basic?
So whenever I hear basic, what I hear, or what I think of are...
not high maintenance.
No, not even that. Oh, probably, actually, that probably sounds, the opposite. Probably high maintenance, I would think. Because...
If she's a basic bitch, like pumpkin spice.
What the hell is that?
Pumpkin spice
pumpkin
lattes.
Pumpkin spice lattes. Yeah. Pumpkin spice everything.
That's just the way
If she's yoga basic, pants. So...
Yeah.
Also, that's...
So
you're thinking basic, like...
Then she's a hipster?
So you're thinking basic is in like just like
They love what's that another Starbucks. Word? Yeah, they do, Bez.
Just like simple, yes, like low maintenance, like low-key kind of thing. Yeah, like
I'm okay with Taco Bell versus like some fancy ass restaurant. I'm okay with staying at home playing a video game versus going out and spending money.
I don't know if that's basic, though.
That's not, I don't, that's not feel... what the internet defines as basic.
Okay, what does the internet define as?
The internet defines as basic is basically pumpkin
basically,
spice.
Really?
Yeah, I did that. Pumpkin spice lattes, pumpkin spice anything is associated with somebody who's basic. Ugg boots or Uggs associated.
Okay, then
yoga
no.
pants.
I feel like you're just naming white girl characteristics.
That's, that's really what it is. But it's not it's not limited to just white girls, though. But it's that genre.
It's that genre of white women.
Let me find it.
The genre is the white.
Okay. So Good Old Ninja says that basic just means mainstream. Okay, so pretty much. Like,
yeah, mainstream, yeah.
Okay. Really, though? Like, what's a mainstream? What extravagant? Hang on. I found this girl in the hills of Colombia.
Yeah.
She is not basic.
Okay. Only interested in things mainstream, popular, and trending, according to Urban Dictionary.
Oh.
OMG, Bay is so basic. All she wants to do is drink pumpkin spice lattes and play Candy Crush.
No, that's a turn off if she only wants to play Candy
pumpkin
Crush.
Pumpkin spice anything is fucking disgusting.
I've never tried pumpkin spice.
I've tried the latte because I wanted to hear what all the hype was about. It's fucking nasty. I don't like pumpkin flavored anything. Pumpkin bread is okay if it's made right, but
if it ain't made right,
I won't touch it.
I've tried it. I mean, I tried it. Kind of see what the hype was about. It's not bad.
So basically,
it's nasty.
You have to like pumpkin. You have to like pumpkin pie.
Basically,
yeah, I came out with Uggs.
Isn't really
yoga pants
a negative thing?
That's gross.
Is what I'm hearing.
Now I'm vomiting. In here.
You know what, though? Joggers are the male equivalent to yoga pants.
I don't
They're hella fucking comfortable.
I don't even want to know what that is.
You don't know what
the
joggers are?
So it's like poofier on the top and like tighter on your calves and stuff?
We're sweats. All right? Those are comfortable. Yeah.
Well, joggers is comfortable too.
Where's
joggers
Speedo?
Are hella comfortable.
Yeah, joggers are comfortable.
Speedos are not comfortable.
Just be naked.
All your stuff is just...
Yes.
No.
It's all up there, Maury. Way up there.
Way up there. Get us crowded way up there.
So, what we, I guess, have determined is basic isn't that bad. And,
yeah. Anyway.
There's good. So, this is how you play the game if you're not familiar with it. All you have to do is, whoever's on the docket, they'll give two white cards that are good traits to the person. And then we'll just do randomly or whatever around.
Wait, the show end already?
No, the show isn't. We're just going. This is all about the show. This is the 100th
show.
It's
the 100th
show.
I'm actually watching the stream on my phone. Sorry, I'm talking to chat.
That's cool.
Oh, okay. I was like, I know we can see you too.
Yeah, you. But my phone's about to die, so I don't know.
The new thing that Larissa starts doing is she's narrating her life.
I do. I'm sorry. Interrupt everybody just so I can just like talk to chat Larissa. And do
that was
things.
One of the things. But we're gonna play, of course, with one of the hardcore decks here, of course, the darker red flags. I am literally for the first time ever opening this bad boy. I have no idea what's inside.
You want to read them an example of what's to come?
Of one of the dark flags. Yeah. Or just a dark red flag anyway.
Just the dark red flag.
We'll see if I can ever get this damn box open. Sheesh. All right.
Bezzer says, I like the girl, and they realize she played Candy Crush. I'll let that bitch go.
Yeah, that's not a game. It's not game. It's a freemium. But they actually made like Bejeweled video games on like the PC and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So this is a little dark. This is actually quite a bit dark. There's some flavored words in here as well.
Okay.
Like racist stuff?
All right, here.
You know what? I'll leave that one to you. There's an example of one of the dark cards.
You want me to read this?
Yes, read that right now.
Oh, okay.
The red flag. She shits while coming.
Oh my God!
Okay.
I'm ready. Let's do this.
I was going to say, when you said there's some colorful language, I go, wait, are they words that I can say? Or am I not allowed to say?
No Mexican food for you, madame.
All right. Here we go.
Do we have another tablet in here?
Do it.
I forgot mine.
You know what we can do?
You can, if you guys want to throw that on there. But let me start passing out the cards here for everybody.
KK.
So everybody will get three whites. Racism.
You don't have a plug of any kind that fits this kind of charger?
I don't.
Webicus?
Epicus?
No? Yeah, you do. You guys have, like, monitor that plugs into this kind of...
maybe not.
So we're not high tech.
I don't know. I can't find my adapter.
Would it be a podcast or something?
What is this? A room full of different kinds of technologies?
Jeez, what is this?
Way to fight the man.
Yep.
Buy fucking iPhones.
Nobody buys iPhones.
Yeah. Thank you.
iPhones are for...
What's wrong with you?
iPhones are for the basic bitches.
They kind of are. But there's nothing wrong with basic women. Just,
No, there's not.
All right, I'm going to put that one in the box.
There's a whole lot of it.
We've already read that one. But there's 75 other ones that are probably just as bad. And here we go. Let's go from the middle of the deck here. Give you 1, 2, 3, Larissa.
Okay, can I look at these?
Yes, you can. Okay. 1, 2, 3, Steven. Oh, man. And 1, 2, 3, Mr. Webb. 1, 2, 3. Now, also, of course, there are blank cards, and we leave that to the chat room.
I think we got 4 of the white.
Ooh, so chat gets to choose.
It's 4 and 3.
Oh, yeah, it may be 4 and 3. Here, we'll do one more. Everybody gets one more.
Oh, that was it.
One, okay. Pass one to Webb.
I didn't look, I swear.
And then there you go.
Love it. Okay.
And then, yeah, like I said, again, if there's a blank card, of course.
No, I don't have any blanks. I'm sorry.
1, 2, 3. Chat will get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's usually the red cards or the blank.
No, there's also whites.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Webb, I need you to pick your three. There you go. 1, 2, 3. All right. So, chat room, you guys are like master control, of course. I need you to pick
you.
Who's going to go first. Anybody that spams anything
and
first thing in chat?
If there's any
fine.
Children in the chat room.
Yeah,
now is the time to get
no,
the
now
hell
is
out.
The time for you to edge closer to the internet with
notes.
A notepad, and definitely,
this how you
definitely,
learn things, this is how you learn
Mo
things.
Fruit says Larissa obviously goes first, so we will be picking for Larissa. Are you guys ready?
Okay.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Get a taste of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never played, so this is my first time.
You're definitely gonna get a taste of it. All right.
Yeah. So the key to this game is you don't listen to Aaron. A web, just me.
No, the key of the game is. Oh snap! I got problems.
Okay, so I guess this is like Cards Against Humanity.
I definitely got. Okay, I'm just so everybody knows I'm not cheating. I drew 3 blank cards for myself in the dark and red.
Cheated.
So I'm gonna put them top, bottom, and middle, and then shuffle and draw another 3.
You know what? That was. Honestly.
That was magic tricks.
Respect.
No, because okay, I want the
He's
doctors.
A witch. Burn him.
Right. I used to know how to pull aces.
What?
Did it to my grandma.
All right, so we're picking for Larissa.
Mm-hmm.
Picking for Larissa.
Who goes first?
I'll go first.
All right.
So chat room.
Loser.
Yeah.
So you don't want my food? You don't want my chips? You want my check? All right, Larissa, this guy is perfect for you.
Okay.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because he loves cats.
Okay.
Right? Right?
Shh. He already lost.
Yep.
And?
Do you not know me? Go ahead.
She's a
hey,
lizard.
Hey, thanks for the follow.
Hi.
And he creates shelters for the homeless.
How is that perfect for
you
me?
You lost.
Because do you even know her?
It's the only ones I got, people.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's the only ones I got.
Larissa knocks down shelters. Okay, go ahead.
I'll blow up the world. Okay, so that's perfect for me. I can see through your glasses.
Oh, can you?
She's Sherlocking Holmes you.
Well, let's do that.
Sherlock Holmes in you. All
right.
You
can't.
Yeah, we're going to start this
I know, because they're like reminding about that.
You do it.
All right.
Go, Steven.
He loves to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He loves to leave.
Never farts.
That means he's dead.
Does he
that
implode?
That means he dies, yes.
He implodes.
It just naturally comes out.
All right, forget these trumps. I got you. You ready?
Yeah.
Ready for this?
I'm ready.
Has a genius level IQ.
Okay.
Owns a fucking dragon.
Oh, what?
Oh, yeah. You're loving it right now. But we got red cards in our hand.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And I got the dank ones.
All right, you take.
Okay, here we go.
You take web there, then.
All right. He owns a dragon, right?
Mm.
All right.
You all right there? You right there, Webb?
My red cards are amazing.
Yeah, that's what it's about, though.
What?
Okay, right, so what happened was I chose my favorite white card. or
yeah,
what?
So in your head, pick which one you think is like the one that you want the most.
Yeah, okay. That's what you're
and then now the next step is like
it's, I'm gonna sabotage this.
So Steven's gonna sabotage me. I'm gonna sabotage Aaron.
And I'm gonna sabotage Steven.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So genius IQ
owns a dragon.
Owns a dragon, but can only climax while watching pro wrestling.
Whoa.
Okay.
There's worse things. Yes. There's like worse.
Don't care.
He owns a dragon.
Yeah.
He owns a dragon. Let's focus on that. My red card could actually really work with Steven, but that would mess you up. So, what's yours?
Wheatbox said, the Mexican chick on the top right is hot.
So hot.
That's you, Steven.
Yeah. Somebody called me hot today. Check that one out. Right.
Aaron, can you repeat your
lover of cats?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And builds shelters for the homeless.
All right. So yeah, so cats, homeless people, but every morning you wake up with a new hypodermic needle mark on your genitals.
Oh my god.
That's called kinky. That's what that is. All right. Is
injecting meth in my sleep or something?
You know what he's doing.
No.
What he's doing.
No.
It's cat DNA.
Yeah. It's cat DNA.
He wants to be Catwoman. Literally Catwoman. Think about that.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Is that pussy DNA for pussy?
I don't want it.
So what is yours again?
Disqualified.
He just loves to laugh, never farts. Burners, that's all.
He never farts, right? And loves to laugh. Has literally explosive diarrhea.
Oh my god.
That's what happens when you don't fart.
That's what happens when you don't fart.
When are you going to go take a poop while he's pooping?
Explodes everywhere.
Literally.
On the ceiling.
Explodes.
While he's on the toilet.
So, plastic wrap in the whole bathroom. Yes. That's what.
Have you never ate Chipotle?
Like a serial killer.
And there's a drain.
Have you never ate Chipotle?
He literally explodes.
Have you ever had Korean barbecue? No?
Yeah.
At the first date, Larry said drills a drain in the middle of her bathroom.
That's normal stuff.
I think it's pretty clear.
Are you running from your enemies? Oh, he just shoots it out.
That's horrible.
They're just mini bullets.
You now.
It's like a Rick and Morty. Morty, I need you to turn you into a car, quick.
Think about it.
I think it's pretty clear who won this round.
Yeah, mine.
Okay.
I don't know. Dragon's pretty strong. But he didn't say you get to do anything with the dragon. So, I mean, it's his dragon.
It is true. And it's dragons eat people.
Yeah, but it didn't say that you couldn't do anything with dragon.
Yeah. Well,
I mean...
More than likely...
If he only gets off from watching pro wrestling, he's not going to let you touch his dragon.
It's not really the dragon. It's the IQ. But, yeah. I liked me a smart man.
He's not smart if he has a dragon around, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's...
Genius and power.
Have you ever met a vegan dragon?
What? Have you ever met a dragon?
Yes.
And he can only climax by watching wrestling?
Pro wrestling. I mean, that's fine.
Oh, yeah, Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, it's all guys. Gross.
No, it could be the diva
Triple
round.
Eight?
You don't know.
It's not. We
you
all
know.
Know it's not.
Squizzle said smush while riding the dragon watching WWE.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, that's everything.
Yeah. All wrapped into one.
Terrible. I'll hold the phone on like a TV stream.
It's VR.
So he can
he's
watch.
Not even looking at you.
He's gonna make you put it on your face. And that's the only way.
Oh, that's assuming you're facing each other.
Four Got box it. Way. That's what it is. He's gonna have a four box. Four mock boxes around your head, all playing the WWE Network.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, Mo Fruit.
Mr. Mad Hat.
Smart dude with dragons, like, hella win. Exactly.
No. Who do you got? Who are you picking?
Webb.
Boom.
You suck, Webb. All right. Passing out more cards.
Kay. So we're keeping red cards, right?
Yeah, keep the red card.
Here's my white cards.
White cards. No,
you keep that one because you won, right?
Right, I keep the red card.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
The red one's in there, too.
Yeah,
I get it.
Right,
also, if you think
one
about it, you don't have to worry about premature because you just keep WWE off until the end.
Wow.
Clever girl.
You need two whites, Webb?
I need two whites and a red.
There you go. Mm. All right. Webb's up next, everybody. Now we're picking for Webb. Are you ready, Larissa?
Yes.
All right. Do you have two for him?
Oh, I need red.
I thought I gave you a red.
No, you gave me a white.
There you go.
Okay. So I used two, right?
You used two of them, correct.
Okay. Owns a unicorn.
Okay.
So owns nothing because they're mythical millionaire creatures.
All right.
They're crazy because they think they own unicorns.
He owns a fucking unicorn.
They're mythical creatures.
Like dragons.
Not when you're a millionaire.
Oh, not when you're a millionaire? Okay.
You can buy a unicorn when you're a millionaire.
What you got, Steven?
Okay, let's see. It's for Webb?
Yeah.
I like how Steven sized me up
before
he looked at the cards.
She's a YouTube celebrity.
All right.
All right, there you go.
All right.
She's a basic, SS Sniper Wolf.
Oh.
Lives on 100-acre beachfront.
Oh.
She lives on 100-acre beachfront.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah that's not bad. That's not bad.
You have the beach.
But I got a millionaire.
With a unicorn.
With a unicorn. Yeah, but the millionaire can pay for everything.
I mean, you're going to put a unicorn in your apartment?
Millionaire. By the beachfront.
Damn it.
Yeah.
What millionaire lives in an apartment?
I'm a millionaire. I live in a 700-square-foot studio apartment.
Who knows?
All right, Webb. Their people are whack.
Should have given us more white cards.
Lay it on me.
She owns one of every car, of course.
Okay, all right.
Of every car.
Okay.
So you got variety. And her morning breath smells like fresh baked cookies. Boom.
Boom.
You said they're peanut butter cookies. You're allergic to peanuts.
No. I love think cookies. Think about it.
Have fun with those two.
Eating cookies all night.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Red flags.
All right. Who am I sabotaging?
I think you're sabotaging Larissa.
Okay.
Larissa's sabotaging Aaron. Aaron's sabotaging you.
All right. Larissa, what you got?
A millionaire owns a unicorn.
Tell the black guy to put his sunglasses on. They are on.
They're fantasizes just about killing and eating like you. That.
And shut up. Holy crap.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
She needs to feed that unicorn.
Yeah. We don't know what unicorns eat. Oh.
Yeah. I should have used that on the damn dragon.
Actually, yeah, that would be really good. Okay. Ah, damn. Oh, man.
Okay, I'm sabotaging Aaron, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then I sabotage. Okay. Yeah. Owns every car, cookie smelling breath.
Has a bad case of genital lobsters.
Oh, that's not bad, sir.
That's worse than crabs.
That first of all,
that's bigger than crabs.
That's lobsters.
That's free meals for the rest of your life.
That's nasty,
sir.
Oh my god.
You ever been to a Red Lobster? Huh?
There's no cheddar biscuits down there.
There's
no cheddar biscuits.
It's all cheddar biscuits.
Let's be honest.
It's all cheddar biscuits.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
You had cheddar biscuits down there.
Holy crap.
Nasty.
So far.
So wait, yeah, what's the negatives on everybody so far?
I fantasize about killing and eating you and won't shut
good
up.
Good lord.
Apparently. I mean,
and you have herpes.
Oh. And what's your
positives? Lobster herpes.
YouTube celebrity. Lives on 100 beach front 8.
And for as long as you date them, your genitals will constantly itch.
What's wrong with genitals? What the hell?
That's right. Dick cheese over there.
You know why, though? Because you're constantly fucking. And the friction.
Yeah, no, it's the...
It gives you dick cheese.
It's the herpes, sir.
Holy crap.
No, where does it say herpes?
You got the herpes. As long as...
So you got the downtown friction. That's what you got.
None of these are good.
I'm telling you that the lobsters, sir, that's...
I'm not going to get an STD.
What do you mean? It's not even an STD.
It's worse than crabs.
Google search genital lobsters.
I don't want to.
All right, then.
It's the equivalent of crabs, only worse,
it's
because they're larger.
Not at all.
That's terrible.
We're going to Google it on Corey's computer.
There you go.
Why? You got to put it on display.
I don't put it on the genital, genital lobsters. And they can see that on stream. Hold on.
I spell genital.
Let's not put that on stream, Webb.
I can't put it on.
Webb is behind Steven.
Jeez. Calm down.
Good lord.
Calm down.
Do not Google search.
Well, if we can't even put it on the stream, then it's not going to be on my woman. You know what? So Aaron's is out.
That's the name of this 100th episode, Genital Lobsters.
That's terrible.
Aaron's out.
She's going to eat you.
Fantasizes.
Hang on. Let's think about this for a minute.
How close is fantasy to reality, sir? If you think it, you make it happen.
Have you ever seen the show Snapped? Sooner or later, they get you.
They do.
They get you.
They always get you.
And she wants to Jeffrey Dahmer your ass and eat you.
I mean,
you
are done. Unless you marry me and somehow kill me, so you get all my money.
First
I mean,
of all, hold on.
Is that how it defeats you?
Sideways.
To marry you
and hold on. Kill you. Nope. I mean, I guess. Sideways. Side stories. I know this woman. All right? All right, Webb?
That's true. She did kill you and take all your stuff, didn't she?
She killed my wife.
How dare you bring up the past? I thought we moved on.
Killed my wife and took all my money. I had a vault as high as the ceiling.
What's your red flag, Steven?
You're itching. As long as you didn't,
you got the itch.
You got the itch.
You know what? That's itch. Sorry, I mean, guys. Come on, I gotta go with Steven.
Thank you.
I'll deal with some itching. I don't want to get eaten.
Sabotage. That's what I do in there. That's what I'm doing there. One red and two whites.
Mm-hmm. Bez says, "Did Steven just multi-dab or have a seizure?"
No, sure. I said you bit.
Multi-dab.
Oh my
That's
god!
That's what he did. He multi-dabbed.
You this would have been perfect for Aaron.
Get that gif.
Now we're on to Steven. Picking for Steven.
Yep.
I hate when it's my turn because I can't play anything.
Ooh.
I got some throwaway cards. Sorry, I got some throwaway cards.
All right.
So, Steven, your girl might not be that cool. I'll go first. She's a professional football player.
Oh.
In the lingerie league.
Oh. Doesn't say that. You're lying.
It's implied.
Yeah.
Is it implied?
I mean.
Yeah, it's implied.
All right.
It's like NFL's.
And then also, she's a park ranger.
Hmm.
Yeah. She loves the nature. Boom. Park ranger.
Does she shave?
Probably not. She plays football and she's a park ranger. What do you think? All hair.
The manliest woman you ever had.
The manliest woman. She's going to be wearing the pants when
Z Reaper's in the chat room, everybody. What's happening, Z Reaper?
Not opposed to it.
Okay. Mine. So she's a professional chef.
Okay. She likes to cook.
Yep.
And you have the same favorite movies.
All right.
Yeah, all right. You know what? That's right there. It's pretty good.
My girl's patient.
Throwaway cards much?
First of all, that's a lie. What woman's patient?
That's yeah, one. I don't know.
Nurses?
This one.
No.
And she
works on patients?
I got no patients because I'm not a doctor. Owns an island in the Bahamas.
Ooh.
Damn, that's a big one.
Ooh. Owns an island.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Island sex. Think about that.
On the beach. Sand gets everywhere.
No, not just on the beach. Anywhere on the island.
It's everywhere.
So everywhere.
It's coconuts everywhere.
Coconuts. Everywhere. All right.
I've got a good one. Got a good one. And I think, I got to go against Larissa? And Larissa, Webb, me? Okay.
I got to go. Yeah, I got to go you.
So then I'll start again.
Mm-hmm.
What was yours again?
Professional thing? Chef and same favorite movies.
That's good, sir.
That is pretty good.
That is very good.
Really
good. But she literally will only talk about putting things in your butt. There you go.
Doesn't mean she does it.
Yeah. Okay.
Because
think about that though.
I mean, I could put my girl.
Where's the line?
Yeah. Where's the line?
You gotta cram it right up there, Steven.
You shove it way up there.
Yeah. Because my girl didn't literally kill me. She just fantasized about it.
Yeah.
But sooner or later she would.
Sooner or later, she's going to stick something up there. You're going to be asleep.
No, you never know.
You never
know.
You're going
to be asleep.
It starts with one finger and then.
Yep.
You might like it.
Uh-oh, Special Cases is in the building, everybody.
Special Cases.
Hi!
He's coming in with the...
stream's ending, Special Cases.
Just missed it, Special Cases. We got to go. Sorry.
We got no time for you, Matt Damon.
Yep. Sorry, Matt Damon.
All right, Steve. You're Steven. Aaron, what was yours?
Mine's Park Ranger, professional football player.
All right.
Where did she find the time?
It's my turn.
Busy. Yeah, but it is Larissa's turn, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's yours again?
She's patient and owns an island in the Bahamas.
Eats their own feces.
Oh, you're done. I would just go on.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm done.
Oh.
So I'm a shit talker. I don't like shit eaters.
Imagine that morning breath. But doesn't smell like cookies.
That's disgusting.
You gonna eat that dairy? Oh God.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah, you're done.
All right.
You're done.
All right. I'm gonna take Aaron down with me though. She's a park ranger football player.
Yep.
Who literally eats dicks. Literally.
Never getting a beach from that.
All right. What was
first of all, wait. First of all, she's.
She's a penis gobbler.
She made me,
but she actually eats them.
No, you made, can't spin that.
She may. Hold on. Hold on. She may eat, like, dick people. Like dickish people.
Oh, no, 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 no,
you can't. No. Cannibalism is. No. She's your defense is
cannibalism. The guy's a dick.
Yeah.
Boom. She eats him.
And no offense to you, Steven.
She gets rid of your enemies. Is what it is.
But we can all be dicks sometimes, right? Do you want to risk that? You want to risk?
She gets rid of your enemies.
You do a dickish thing, and all of a sudden you get eaten.
What?
She gets rid of your enemies.
Sabotage, Larissa. What was that again?
Literally, we'll only talk about putting stuff in your butt. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
Eats poop. Eats dicks.
I'm gonna have to go with butt stuff.
Butt stuff.
I'm gonna have to go with butt stuff.
That's disgusting.
There's no.
That's terrible.
There's no safe route on this one.
That's terrible. Well, I guess you're just gonna be Mr. Butt Stuff then.
But I'll have my penis.
Yeah. In your butt. That's what you're gonna have. Yeah. So there you go. Have fun with that one. Have fun with that one. Keep your red card, Larissa.
And Larissa won that round. I win.
Whatever.
That was a.
You keep the red one?
That was the least.
Okay.
That was the least, like.
The least, yeah.
Everything else was super bad.
That's horrible.
Hers was like.
All right. Larissa, you need a red card?
Yes.
There's one.
Wait, are we keeping the episode going into overtime? Or is this the after show?
No, this is this is still the episode. We're still, it's a little bit longer, of course, it's the 100.
Okay.
Right. And I wanted everybody to kind of get one round.
That's Webb.
Yeah, that's Webb.
And I need two white cards, too.
Yeah, I'll get you guys two white cards as well.
I need some whites.
I'm good. I still have all mine.
Yeah, because it was your turn.
I know, I was just reminding you. Jeez.
Can't tell you.
Jeez.
Dick, see? Would have eaten.
It's empty.
Yeah. You just got eaten, sir.
But then you missed your chance. You missed your chance. Have fun with that. So my turn. All right. Show me the ladies.
Right, okay. First.
You go first, Steven.
Let me see what chat's going on. Bez says, gotta love butt stuff.
Yeah.
There you go. Who is this? Your pal Webba says, hey, girl, you gonna show that starfish? Hey, you never know. Stick around.
Yeah,
sub,
Steven.
Yeah.
And you might see.
Might.
Yeah.
I think it's all clear that they were talking to me.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they were talking about
Mr.
the hot
Squiggle
Mexican
says
chicken.
Cannibalism makes it better? Question mark. Yeah, Steve. It does. Yeah, it does.
All right.
Amy. All right.
Here we go.
What we got? Who we got?
Mm-hmm. First of all, this girl, she's a model.
All right. I like models. Well, I mean, kind of the not the really skinny ones, but whatever.
But she's also a lawyer.
That'd be horrible for you. Horrible for you.
She likes to argue.
Yeah. And she's better at it than you because she has a degree in arguing. She has a degree in arguing, sir.
She has a degree in knowing the law. She doesn't have a degree in arguing.
It's basically the same.
Your debates would be epic.
They would be epic.
Right. And afterwards, boning.
No, you don't know that. Town. That's not part of the card. That's not part of the card. Strike that from the record.
Wow.
See? Yeah.
Don't you know he says hand model? Foot model?
What is she? Model.
You know who Ashley
she's
Graham
a toe model?
Is? She's a little thick.
Ashley Graham?
Yeah, you know who that is?
No, I don't know.
It's like... They say she's plus size, but she's...
Yeah, those things don't make any sense. They're not plus size to me. They're
all right, here we go.
Go
here
ahead.
We go. You're never going to gain weight while you date her.
Do I have to stay at the weight I'm at now?
No, you just never gain it.
But what if I lose too much weight? Like if I get in a car
accident? So you can just eat whatever you want.
What if he's anorexic or
and
something?
You will never gain
weight. All right, okay.
What else? Knows all the words to your favorite children's TV theme songs.
It's just... I was
going to make
that. Yeah.
Aaron.
Okay. Aaron.
You know what? I'd probably bend the knee and
yeah, right exactly. Bend the knee.
That.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go, Queen of the Lizards.
Ned Stark bent the knee. Look where that got.
Terrible.
Oh, Ned Stark. Never mind.
So she's affectionate.
Okay.
And she owns Mars.
But can you go to Mars? She owns it.
Can't even breathe there.
Can you breathe there? Does she have an air dome there?
So
does she have a rocket ship?
The world explodes. You have somewhere to go.
All right.
Trump becomes president. You can go to Mars.
I'm definitely... definitely. Okay, we're cool. I need to hear these negatives, obviously, because this is the dark one, and I know it's going to get a little risque.
Oh, yeah. All mine are dark. All right, so I'm sabotaging Larissa.
Mm-hmm.
Goblin John says Mars the candy company.
Yeah, she owns Mars bars.
Okay,
you know, that wouldn't be a bad twist.
That
yeah,
wouldn't
no.
be a bad twist.
What's a twist?
All right, Steven.
Good going, Goblin.
Who am I sabotaging?
You're sabotaging me.
All right. Well, never gain weight while you date them. Those are the words to your favorite TV theme songs.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
It is.
Get on the clock.
I'm going to have to do a burner, actually.
Okay, so you just throw one away. There's burners in these?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Has a dog named My Dick.
So she just yells.
It's like I walked my dick today.
Okay.
My dick licked me on the face today.
It's time for my dick to eat.
That's fine.
Damn.
I mean, that's not that bad.
I just got to get rid of something.
It's worse.
Dogs don't live that long. And dogs don't live that long.
I might have given that one to you.
All right. Do you know why she owns Mars?
Why does she own Mars?
Because it's Kim Jong-un. Yeah.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah. I mean, it's him staring at me. Oh, no, that was his dad.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Some fries, motherfucker. All right.
All right, Steven, what's yours again?
Model lawyer.
Model lawyer. Oh, blames the economy on your race.
Oh, snap. Well, Steven, you're out.
Yeah, that's booming. Yeah. It's because you're black.
Korean.
Thank you.
Unless you're Korean dictators, I think it's pretty clear that I won this term.
Blames the economy.
All right, I'm going to give it to Webb.
There we go.
That's worse things. Yeah, that was kind of a no-brainer. Thank you for watching, of course, and listening to the 100th episode of the Weekend Bang, everybody. We're going to, of course, go into overtime because we're not done with this thing here. But, I mean, the music is playing, so we have to acknowledge that, of course. And, yeah, Larissa, how's it feel coming back?
It feels really good. I missed it a lot. Aww. I missed all of chat. I missed everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And chat, Web,
chat
Aaron,
was in
Steven.
Full effect, too, today with their with all the trolls
messages
and everything like that. Yeah, did you see all the deleted messages and stuff like that? Yeah, we had full-blown trolls.
Yeah. Nothing new.
Some racy things, but we've seen some a risque lot worse.
Like, some red flag. Really troll
us. Some it's red the internet. Things.
Exactly.
Stuff doesn't really bother.
It doesn't. Head over, of course, to all our social medias and give us the follows and likes and everything like that. We need those iTunes reviews and 5 stars, don't we? So
five
we can be on
reviews.
That front page next to Joe Rogan and stuff like that.
Above Joe Rogan.
Well, that would be awesome.
Top one.
And let's all go see The Room.
Yes. You got to go see that movie, The Room. What is it called, though? With the new one.
A Disaster Artist?
Is that what
it's called?
Yeah.
Disaster Artist?
Disaster Artist or something.
That's 2018, though, isn't it?
Kitchen?
I'm ready.
Probably.
Yeah.
You know, I bet you it was just like a little funny video that they wanted to do, and now they have to do a movie.
Well, I mean, it's
like a funnier dice skit, and now they have to do it.
Those two are known for doing the, like, goofy stuff, so like that. It's going to be probably one of those high-weed movies anyway, but whatever. Do we got anything coming up, Webb? Any events that we're doing? There's a Sack Stranime. Is that the next thing?
Sack Anime. Yeah. Hey, December. Nope.
December.
Nope.
No,
September. September.
Okay. Oh, and then the video game day at Oblivion. We'll be doing something there.
Yep.
All right, cool. So for Steven Gutierrez,
hello,
the real David Webb,
hello,
and Queen of Lizards Larissa, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying you have just banged for the 100th time.
That was my shtick.
Gross.